This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I went up to Seattle last week for a sit-down with Satya Nadella. The Microsoft CEO's got a new book out that he wants to talk about, and we have been chasing him for a while. We had a longish talk, Satya and I did, so we're going to break it into two parts today and tomorrow. There were, of course, the meet and greets.
All right, Mr. Nadella. Got a crew here.
Hi. Sir Kai Ryssdal, good to see you.
Such a pleasure.
How are you?
Very
Thank
good.
You for taking the time. I really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming up. And
oh, absolutely.
Well, you know. A quick once-over of his office, complete with cricket paraphernalia. He is something of a devotee of the sport.
It used to be the place where, I guess, Bill was here and Steve was here.
Is it in this office?
Yeah, this is the office.
I want to see the cricket ball.
Oh, man, I have multiple of them. So this is the cricket ball.
And then we got going. Satya Nadella, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Kai.
You have been described, I think it was Fortune magazine, as a skinny, contemplative, questioning the world kind of guy. You write about the poetry of code and cricket in this book. How did you get this job running this company?
Look, I mean, for me, the only company that I've really known is Microsoft. I've spent 25 years of my life at this company. I'm one of those consummate insiders. And you know, you'll have to ask someone else as to how I got this job. But the thing that I feel is that innate sense of purpose of why am I here and why this company is here and the connection between the two.
All right. So let me take a second, actually, and dig into my bag here and pull out a copy of the book, right? Since fundamentally that's why we're here. Hit refresh is the title, but the subtitle is The Quest to Rediscover Microsoft's Soul. Kind of implies this company lost its soul.
The entire metaphor of hit refresh, the browser has this beautiful logic. When you hit refresh on your browser, it doesn't replace everything. It replaces only those pixels that need to be replaced. And I think that is what I wanted to capture. You know, any company that has been successful and needs to continue to drive that success will have to drive transformation. But you have to be smart.
One of the things you're trying to do in this book is talk about your views on corporate culture. You're very, very focused on that in this book. And you say, you know, people always ask me, how you doing getting Microsoft's corporate culture changed? And you say, and these are your words, I give them what I think is a very Eastern answer. You know, we're doing fine, but we're not quite there yet because maybe we'll never be there. Which gets me to this, I suppose, kind of Eastern question. Where do you find your brain space?
That's a deep question.
Well, take all the time you want.
I think the thing that I have found inspiration in is the ability to reflect, perhaps, on my fallibilities. That's, I think, what I somehow, with a lot of trial and error, have stumbled into. So what I'm most effective when I can start recognizing the mistakes I make. And that's what gives me the impetus to be able to push and change.
What's the last semi-significant mistake you made?
I would say the realization that in many cases, customers have already chosen to work with you. And yet, you consciously or unconsciously abandon them to go work off on the new shiny object is a mistake I've made recently and in the past. And every time I made the mistake, the good part was I've been able to recognize it fast enough. It's tempting in tech to sometimes move on to the next thing. Except we all need to work to help others move with us. And that's, I think, what makes Microsoft unique in that sense. And it's something that at least me as a CEO of Microsoft got to get right.
Let me run through a couple of things that are of import now in public policy that I know Microsoft has a position on it, and I need to get your thoughts about. First of all, of course, is immigration and DACA. You're an immigrant. You have dealt with the intricacies of the American immigration system. You know it probably better than most CEOs. You run a global company. I'm sure there are dreamers within 100 yards of where we're sitting. Are you concerned about the current state of American immigration, the debate over immigration in this country right now?
You know, first I'll admit it's a complex topic. But that said, I am definitely gung-ho about our ability as America to work this out in a way that we can get to an immigration policy that is enlightened, that is in line with our own long-term competitive interests. But we have to do work. The Congress has to do work. We in companies will have to do our work. But absolutely, I believe immigration is what makes us stronger, more competitive, and let's stick with it.
Tax reform is item number two or three in Congress, depending on what day it is. Specifically, substantial cut in the corporate tax rate. How important is that for you and for this company?
It's number two after immigration. Hmm. You know, look, for me, tax reform, I think, needs to think through what is it that we want to do in the U.S. so that we can create more of an incentive for people to invest. Quite honestly, as Microsoft, mm-hmm. that's not my number one issue. I am investing in the United States. We pay taxes here. We pay taxes elsewhere. If anything, what my interest would be, some global tax regime that has some equilibrium. Because I think the stability for a multinational company like ours to be able to do business world over, where we are paying taxes, we are contributing locally in every country, and we are able to invest, is what's most important.
That was part one with Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, part the second tomorrow. But if you can't wait that long, we have got the whole thing, as well as some bits that didn't make it on the air, into our Corner Office podcast, which is out right now.